During the Advent season, many families and churches will set up nativity scenes. The figures remind us of the birth of Jesus. But here, the nativity scene is always set up, for it is by far too large to ever be taken down. Its unique story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Edward Keib was one of 8 million German soldiers taken prisoner during World War II. After capture, he was sent to Algona, Iowa.
He arrived here in the fall of 44. For Christmas of 44, he chose to build a nativity scene, which was about 12 foot wide.
Marvin Chickering says Edward made those figures out of soil and placed it in the camp mess hall along with a Christmas tree. U.S. Camp Commander Arthur Lobdell was impressed with Keib's work and asked him if he would consider making a larger nativity scene next Christmas.
Edward and five of his friends went to work then. We don't know exactly when, but went to work and constructed this scene of 65 half-life-size figures.
The figures are covered with plaster, then painted for the coloring effect. Perhaps Keib and his fellow prisoners went beyond the scope even Commander Lobdell had imagined.
A building then was made available to the six prisoners to build it and to construct it in. And then it was displayed at a church service on Christmas Eve in 1945.
The sheer size and beauty of what they built still amazes.
I get phone calls from people and ask, is the nativity scene set up? And my response, well, the camels weigh 500 pounds, the human figures weigh 100 pounds, the sheep weigh 40 pounds, and it is always set up.
The Christmas service of 1945 is still well remembered here. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside in Algona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.